In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Paying four-year lows for gasoline. I bought gasoline yesterday for $2.16 a gallon, and I thought I had won the lottery. But then I got to thinking, if gasoline prices are this low, it probably means oil prices are low as well, and that's not necessarily a good thing for Louisiana's oil economy. So we asked Greg Upton to join us, the director of LSU's Center for Energy Studies. Good morning, Professor Upton.
Good morning.
How you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Doing all right. Had a little frost to scrape off my windshield this morning. That was slightly inconvenient, and it's a little chilly outside. But other than that, all is well. But I guess it puts us in the holiday spirit, right? It's that time of year.
That's right. I love the chilly weather.
So I paid $2.16 a gallon for gas at Sam's yesterday, and I thought, man, I'm saving a lot of money. I was actually filling my wife's monster SUV, and it has a 30-gallon tank. So I was calculating, you know, if I was paying $3 a gallon, I saved enough to buy lunch by paying $2.16 a gallon. But then I started thinking, wait a minute, is this good for Louisiana's economy? So where do things stand right now in terms of oil prices as related to gasoline prices and with these forecasts that they're going to get even lower next year?
Yeah, so it's kind of a double-edged sword, low oil prices for Louisiana, and I'll tell you why. So we really have two parts of the sector here. On one hand, you have what's called the upstream oil and gas extraction and services sector. And for those, think about the folks that are doing the geological research of what is underground, drilling the wells and producing the hydrocarbons, and then transporting those hydrocarbons to market. But on the other side of it, you have the petrochemical industry. And so that, of course, includes refining, chemical manufacturing, the export of natural gas in the form of liquefied natural gas. And they are actually impacted very differently by the prices than the upstream industry. And so if you go back to, let's say, pre-2014, before the 2014 price crash that we had in Louisiana, which, of course, oil was $100 a barrel at the time. Gas was, you know, around $4 a gallon, very expensive. And then we had the oil price crash, where the price went down actually to $30 a barrel in just a few months. That actually put Louisiana into a recession. We lost about 18,000 jobs in that upstream oil and gas sector. And then, of course, the price did bounce back, but we actually never gained those jobs back. And the reason is the efficiencies within the sector, where production has continued to climb within our region, but we just don't need the same amount of jobs to do that. Then again, we had the pandemic, which, of course, oil prices dropped again because there was less demand. And again, we lost about 8,000 or so jobs within that recession that was induced by the pandemic. And today, we're about half the jobs within that upstream oil and gas sector than we had pre-2014. You're correct. This last year has been a tough year for that upstream oil and gas sector. We estimate right now between 2024 and 2025, and of course, 25 is not over yet, and there will also be revisions to the data, but we estimate about an additional 1,000 jobs were lost, or about 4% of the total jobs. And again, I'm going to highlight that this is happening at the same time that we're seeing increases in production. And if you look at our neighbor Texas and nationally, the trends are very, very similar, and that you need less workers to produce more oil and natural gas.
So suddenly I'm starting to feel a little guilty about enjoying low gasoline prices, because coupled with the efficiencies and the improvements in the way they do things, sounds like that if I'm paying less and less for gas, that means we have fewer and fewer high-paying oil and gas jobs in the state.
So that is true, but there's the flip side of it, which is the folks that manufacture those hydrocarbons, and they produce things like liquid fuels, which of course includes gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel, chemicals, plastics, fertilizers, all of these products that are either derived from hydrocarbons or are very, very energy intensive to produce. And over the same period that we've seen that upstream oil and gas sector shrink in Louisiana, we've seen an expansion of that petrochemical sector, over $100 billion of investment, and that has led to an increase in exports. So we export these products all over the world, and the employment in those sectors has actually steadily climbed over that time period.
Has it climbed as much as the losses in the oil patch?
So the direct employment within those sectors has not climbed as much as the direct job losses in the oil patch. But the key to that is there are a lot of those what are called indirect jobs. So think of the engineering service firms, the industrial construction firms, and there are actually more of those indirect jobs in the petrochemical space than there is in the upstream space. I don't know if it's exactly a one for one, but certainly it's impacted different parts of the sector differently, which of course means different parts of the state differently, depending upon which part of the sector that you have more exposure to.
We're talking with Greg Upton, director of LSU's Center for Energy Studies. When we come back, we'll take a look at what 2026 looks like in terms of both the economics of the jobs that are related to oil and gas on both sides of that coin that he described, and what we should expect at the pump in terms of gasoline prices after we check on WWL traffic. Talking with Greg Upton, director of LSU's Center for Energy Studies, about how we've seen a shift in where the jobs are related to oil and gas in Louisiana. What's the forecast for next year in terms of the price of oil and the price of gas and how that's going to affect the market?
Yeah, so both oil and natural gas prices are forecasted to be kind of flat over the next year or so. And so if we look at the inflation-adjusted price of oil, for example, our kind of long-term view is that that'll bounce around in the $60 to $65 a barrel range. And right now we're at $59 a barrel. And so it probably will go up a little bit, again, into that $60 to $65 a barrel range. But again, that's kind of a relatively low price that we're seeing today we would anticipate seeing in the future. How does that translate into gasoline prices? I'm looking at futures markets here. Right now in Louisiana, we're around $2.50 a gallon, something in that range. We'll probably see them creep up into the summer months, as is normal. So typically the price of gasoline is cyclical. So it'll likely stay, again, if futures markets are accurate, you'll likely stay below that $3 a gallon range this summer.
All right. So we should continue to enjoy these relatively lower gasoline prices as we continue into 2026. We were talking about jobs earlier. There was a lot of hype about new alternative energy jobs in Louisiana, whether it was offshore turbines, whether it was solar, or whether it was research into other means of generating energy. How has that shifted and changed over the past?
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Hi, DSW, Earth Place of the Humble Brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Last year, and what do you expect coming up?
Yeah, so there are really two big parts of the supply chain that we were looking at. Number one was solar energy. We had a lot of projects for solar energy that were really moving forward rapidly. And then we also had some excitement in offshore wind. Now, I think offshore wind was probably a few years out because of the timeline of those larger projects. But both the solar and the wind has really, really slowed a lot this last year. And the reason for that, on the offshore wind side, there were regulatory changes at the federal level that really halted a lot of those projects. And at the same time, we also had the One Big Beautiful Bill Act, which was passed, which prematurely sunset some of the tax credits for wind and solar that were passed and extended under the Inflation Reduction Act from the prior administration. And so one of the kind of themes of this year's outlook that we'll be officially releasing tomorrow is really that uncertainty, that policy uncertainty, and how it's driving investment. So we've definitely seen a slowdown on wind and solar. Another area that we're excited about is hydrogen production. So the legislature just finished up a hydrogen task force, which I had the opportunity to sit on. And so we are seeing hydrogen projects moving forward. And those hydrogen can, of course, be used as a fuel. It can also be used as fertilizer, which is the historic reason that we've used hydrogen. But there's this shift to perhaps using it as a fuel. And, of course, the carbon intensity of the hydrogen production is very important, and there are tax credits for that. So those are kind of the futuristic, if you will, growth areas of low-carbon energy that we'll likely see moving forward.
And we know we'll get the full report out tomorrow, but in a nutshell, how healthy is the energy sector in Louisiana now, and what do you expect moving forward?
So for the upstream, we've lost about 1,000 jobs or 4% over the last year, so it's been a tough year. We are forecasting that that's going to rebound a little bit. We might gain about 500 of those jobs back, or about 2%, but not reach that, where we were a year ago, and then flat in 27 and 28. And then in the refining and chemical sector, we've actually gained about 1% of our jobs this last year. So that was about 480 jobs. And we expect that to continue to grow over the next 2 to 3 years.
Professor Greg Upton, director of LSU's Center for Energy Studies. We'll look forward to the full report coming out tomorrow. And thank you so much for giving us a preview here this morning on WWL.
Anytime. Thanks for having me.
Thank you. Bye now. Well, folks, I'm going to continue to be happy that we're paying low gasoline prices and not feel too guilty about it, because it sounds like overall, while we are seeing losses in some areas, we're seeing gains in others. Things are relatively stable, and I like low gasoline prices. I'm Dave Cohen in for Tommy Tucker. We're back after the news here on WWL.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.